Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a pirate radio style ride groove system in Ableton Live 12, using vocals as a rhythmic texture for jungle and old school DNB. So instead of treating the vocal like a big lead melody, we're turning it into something more like a ride cymbal, a percussion layer, and a little bit of attitude all at once. The goal is to get that sweaty basement transmission energy. Gritty, looping, a little unstable, and really to live in the groove. Think chapped vocal phrases, crunchy sampler texture, and a pattern that locks in with your breakbeats without sounding too polished. First, set your tempo. For classic jungle energy, start around 170 BPM. If you want it a little sharper and more old school, go up to 174. If you want it a touch more rolling and roomy, 166 to 168 works nicely too. The important thing is that your vocal ride groove feels like it belongs with the drums, not floating above them in a random way. So before you touch the vocal, get a drum context going. A chopped amen style break works great, or just a simple kick and snare pattern with some ghost notes. This gives your vocal rhythm something to answer. That idea is really important here. You want the vocal to interact with the break, to leave space for the snare and the ghosts, and to feel like part of the rhythm section. Now choose your vocal source. Short phrases work best. Things like pirate radio ad-libs, spoken one-liners, MC takes, rave chants, crowd shouts, or even your own voice recorded on a phone or cheap mic. Don't worry about sounding too clean. In fact, a bit of roughness helps this style a lot. Try phrases like run that again, pressure's on, lock it down, come rude, or we're live. Keep them short and rhythmic. If you're recording your own, do it close to the mic and use attitude more than polish. The delivery matters just as much as the words. Next, drag that vocal into simpler. Put simpler into slice mode and use transients if the phrase has strong consonants or 1/16 if the rhythm is already pretty even. Transient slicing usually gives you the best results for this kind of chopped vocal percussion because the attack of each syllable really matters. Adjust the start point so each slice begins cleanly. Turn snap on, set voices somewhere around 8 to 16, and keep trigger mode on trigger. If the sample is sharp or harsh, you can low pass it a little around 10 to 14 kHz. For this kind of tight rhythmic work, keep glide off so the slices stay punchy and separate. Now here's the big creative move. Don't think of these slices as words. Think of them like drum hits. Program them like a ride pattern. Put some notes on the offbeats. Use repeating 1/8 or 1/16 figures, and add the occasional syncopated stab before the snare. You might have one slice hit on the end of one, then another little response on the offbeat, then a short stutter, then a longer tail phrase to answer the groove. That gives you the MC riding the rhythm feeling. It sounds like the vocal is surfing the break instead of sitting on top of it. Now let's make it crunchy. We want that dusty pirate radio texture, so build a chain with a EQ8, saturator, redox, auto filter, compressor, and then echo or reverb. You can swap in drum bus, roar, or pedal if you want even more dirt, but the stock chain is already very strong. Start with EQ8. High pass around 120 to 180 Hz so the vocal doesn't clutter the low end. If it's muddy, cut a bit around 250 to 400 Hz. If it needs more presence, a slight boost somewhere between 2 and 5 kHz can help bring the consonants forward. Then use saturator. Add a few dB of drive, maybe 3 to 8 dB, and turn on soft clip if needed. Just keep an eye on the output so it doesn't jump too loud. After that, bring in redux for bit reduction and sample rate reduction. Don't overdo it immediately. Even a subtle amount can give you that crunchy old-school edge. If you want it more obvious, push toward 8 to 12 bits and listen for that degraded texture. Auto filter is great for movement. You can automate the cutoff so the vocal opens into a drop or closes down for an intro. A little resonance gives it a scanner-like feel, almost like a radio tuning effect. Then use compressor to glue the groove together. You're not trying to squash it flat. Just enough compression to keep the pattern even and tight. A ratio of 2 to 4 to 1, a medium attack, and a fairly quick release is a good starting point. For space, add echo or reverb, but keep it controlled. Use short delay times like 1/8 or 1/8 dotted, low feedback, and filter the repeats so they don't clutter the drums. Too much reverb will blur the ride groove, so keep it filtered and intentional. Now we shape the actual groove. This is where the vocal becomes a ride system. Program a MIDI clip, then lay out the slices like you would a cymbal or hi-hat line. Accents should live on the offbeats. Use repeated short notes. Leave gaps where the snare needs space, and add one or two longer notes at phrase endings. That way the vocal sounds like it's moving with the break rather than fighting it. A simple two-bar idea could be this. In bar 1, a short chop on the offbeat, then a quick 16th burst around beat 2. In bar 2, a syncopated answer before beat 3, then a longer phrase on beat 4. It's not about copying a canned pattern. It's about creating motion, call and response, and a little tension in the groove. At this point, add swing and human movement. Jungle and old school D, then B, live and die by feel. Use the groove pool with a breakbeat or MPC style groove, or just nudge a few slices slightly late. Vary velocities between about 70 and 110. Even tiny timing offsets can make the pattern feel much more human. You want it tight enough to lock with the drums, but loose enough to feel like someone played it live. A really useful teacher tip here is to pay attention to slice character, not just the words. Short consonants behave like hat hits or rim shots. Vowels can become sustained fills or movement. If your drum break is already busy with ghost notes, keep the vocal simpler and let it answer the gaps. If the drums are sparse, the vocal can take up more space. The best results come when the vocal rhythm responds to the break instead of competing with it. If the part starts to feel stag, vary note length, velocity, and start position. You can also alternate between two slice banks. One can be tight, punchy, and dry. The other can be more degraded, filtered, and tail-heavy. Switching between them every two or four bars creates contrast without needing a brand new sample. For more character, you can add drum buss, especially if you want extra punch and crunch. A little drive goes a long way. Keep boom minimal or off for vocal layers, and use transients carefully if you want more edge. You can also try roar for a more aggressive harmonic smear or utility if you want to keep the core groove narrow and focused while the effects spread wider. Now think arrangement. In pirate radio style D&B, the vocal should move in and out like a live performance. Maybe it starts filtered and distant in the intro. Then the filter opens as the build develops. In the drop, it gets chopped and rhythmic. In the breakdown, it gets wetter, looser, and more atmospheric. Then on the second drop, you can go heavier, dirtier, and less filtered. A strong jungle arrangement often works in 8-bar blocks. So you might have 2 bars of intro texture, then 4 bars of tension building, then 2 bars of pre-drop vocal push. That sense of progression keeps the energy moving. For mix control, make sure the vocal ride sits above the drums, but below any lead element, and absolutely stays out of the way of the bass. High pass it, control harshness around 3 to 6 kHz if needed, and keep the wet effects filtered. If the vocal is fighting the backbeat, use a little sidechain compression from the kick or snare. You only need a subtle duck, maybe 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. The point is to make room, not to make the part pump too obviously unless that's part of the vibe. One of the best pro moves in this style is to resample early. As soon as the groove feels good, print it to audio. That lets you chop it again, reverse pieces, stretch fragments, or reprogram the rhythm in a more instinctive jungle way. Resampling adds instability, and instability is a big part of the charm here. You can also build a parallel dirt layer. Keep one version fairly clean and rhythmic, then duplicate it and crush the copy with saturator, redux, and maybe drum buss. Blend that dirty track underneath quietly. That way you get both articulation and grime. A few common mistakes to watch out for. Don't treat the vocal like a full lead singer. This style works best when it's percussion-like. Don't drown it in reverb. Don't leave it on a dead straight grid with no swing. And don't overprocess it until the punch disappears. Crunch is good, mud is not. Here is a really useful practice exercise. Take one short phrase, like pressure rising, slice it in simpler and build a 2-bar groove using 4 to 8 slices. Add saturator and redux. Automate the filter to open on bar 2, then resample the result. Compare the original and the bounced version. Usually the bounced version will feel more like a real pirate radio texture because you've committed to the groove and made it physical. If you want to push it further, make 3 versions: clean, medium crunch, and full destroyed. Then arrange them across an 8-bar section. Or build a longer 16-bar pirate radio vocal system with a filtered intro, a clear groove, a full drop section, and a second half that introduces a new rhythmic twist. That kind of contrast is what keeps the listener locked in. So to recap, use simpler slicing to turn vocals into ride-like rhythms, add grit with saturator, redux, drum buss, and auto filter, bring in swing and velocity variation so it feels alive, and arrange it so the vocal behaves like a rhythmic element rather than a lead. Keep it raw, keep it controlled, and let the break dictate the pocket. That's the pirate radio mindset right there. Rough edges, live energy, chopped phrasing, and constant motion. If you want, I can also turn this into a rack preset blueprint, a MIDI pattern example, or a full 8-bar arrangement plan.